the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. This last week, I was invited to the Amen Conference on Mackinac Island. It was a great conference. The owners of the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island are Episcopalians and taking pity on poor priests and deacons of Michigan, they invite us up every other year to have a conference at a very reduced rate. And so I, with some others, journeyed up to Mackinac Island. It was a wonderful, wonderful time. However, every priest and deacon in Michigan was invited, and not everyone came. They all had their reasons. Maybe children, maybe couldn't afford it, whatever. So there were many of us that attended, and it was wonderful to gather with peers, being relaxed, not having to wear collars, just being able to be ourselves. And then in the evening, we were invited to the Grand Hotel for the banquet. And a few of you have been there, it's a wonderful 5-course dinner. But you have to dress up. And if you don't dress up, they'll kick you out. And so, you know, this is one time I love clothes, so it was no problem for me. But again, you had to be appropriately dressed. And this reminded me so much of the reading today, that the king had a banquet. He was celebrating the wedding of his son. The king was God, and the son was Jesus. And he wanted people to be part of this new church, this new way, the way. And yet those who should have come stayed home. Oh, they had their reasons, much like others do. You know, they're too busy. And so sometimes, even in life, we get invited by God to participate, and we find reasons not to. We're too busy. We got to take care of our kids. We got to do laundry. We got the house to clean. Oh, it's just, you know, my favorite program is on TV. And there's always a reason why we don't take time to pray or time to do outreach. There's always something going on. And we have to examine within ourselves, what is God calling us to participate in? The banquet. I mean, if you lay out your feast and you give everything, and yet nobody shows up. And so what God, in the parable, invited those who normally would not be invited. They say in some of the lectures that you read is, that was the Gentiles. The first guests were the Israelites. And when some of the Pharisees and those that were should have been didn't come, then it was open to all of us. It was open to the poor and the sinners and the prostitutes and the tax collectors. All are invited to the banquet. All of us are invited to be part of the meal. Same on our Eucharist. We're all invited to participate. All of us. All we have to do is show up to be part. And what happened to the person who didn't dress correctly? What is that all about? That's a person that shows up but has a hard heart. The person that looks like they're a Christian, they come, but they don't take on the Christ. They don't wear the mantle. They don't follow the two great commandments, to love God and love neighbor. That's the person who, by all appearances, appears to be in the right place at the right time. But somehow their heart is not there. Their soul is not there. And God knows. God's gift of grace is for all of us. God's love is for all of us. We just have to show up. We have to show up and be what Christ. Christ wants us to be, to love God and love our neighbor. And that's what the epistle was about. Two women, both Christians, both are very active in the church, but they don't get along. And they're saying, stop it. Just stop it. We have to get along. We have to love each other. We have to take what we have, which is God's grace, and we have to have it permeate our very being. And that being within us shows forth in joy and peace. That's what we need to do, is we need to understand that it is that joy, the joy that's from within, not a false joy, but a joy from within, that will call others to us. You've ever met a joyful person and you think, I want to know what they've got because I want some of it. That's what will draw people to this church and to this community. It's us showing the joy that we have for being part of Christ by participating in Christ's banquet. It's that joy that we need to have. And that joy comes at a price. It means that we may have to stand up for those who are voiceless. We may have to take a political stand that we know is right when the norm says we don't need to bother. Whatever we believe, we have to believe that God wants everybody to be included. God wants everyone to be loved. God wants everyone to be cared for, to have enough food on the table, and to be treated with respect and dignity. And when we see that the poor who are marginalized are being even pushed away more and given less, then we have to be the voice for them. And it's not easy. And that's what God's asking for us to do. To come to the banquet, but to come knowing full well that there's a price that we have to pay, which is to be Christ, to be the light that shines in the world, to be that love and to care. So whatever God is calling you in ministry, show up. But take on that mantle. Wear the love and reflect the love and the joy in whatever ministry we're called to do, so that others will see it and want to join in and be part of it. God is love, and God's love permeates to every one of us. We just have to be willing to let it be seen. And then everyone can come to the banquet. Amen.
Amen.